Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. And before I get into today's discussion, I want to just go back to last week's and just update everybody on the Will Smith thing. Now, if y'all didn't know, a lot of things have obviously come out in the past week about the situation and everything. It turns out that the Academy did ask Will to leave, but he refused. The Academy knows that they probably could have did more, but they didn't, you know, at the time they just didn't know what to do. I just think that they didn't force him out because they didn't want to make a bigger issue than what the hell already was going on. I don't necessarily blame them, but I mean, whatever, it's your show, whatever. The next day, I think it was the next day or 2 days later, they basically, the board of governors, that's like the Academy Board of Governors, they had an emergency meeting and they were trying to figure out if they wanted to suspend him, expel him, or try to figure out what the hell they were going to do. And basically, they're trying to see if they're going to make him give his Oscar back. That decision is not supposed to come out until the 18th. Well, last week, Will decided that he was just going to drop out the Academy. And when you drop out of the Academy, that's for like any type of award, like Grammys, Emmy, Tony. What if you drop out the little thing, you're not eligible to win. So if he decides to do another movie, and no matter how good it is, this man will not be able to win an Oscar. There's just, it's, oh well, like he's basically, like, I mean, like he's expelled. So like in sports or like school, like you get expelled from school, you can't play basketball anymore and win the championship. So like, you know, you can play street ball, but you're not getting, you know, recruited by the NBA at the end of, you know, because you're, who's looking at you play street ball? So anyway, yeah. Whoopi Goldberg, I don't know if it was today or like Friday, whatever. One day, she was just like, basically, they still have to make a decision of what they're going to do because there's still consequences he needs to face, even though he dropped out. But according to her, she said that they're not going to take away his Oscar. And that was what a lot of people were concerned about, was like, oh, they're going to take his Oscar away. They're going to take his Oscar away. Now, I know for a fact that people have gotten their awards taken away, like, for a lot of reasons. So, and that's just not Oscar. That's like Grammy, Emmy, Tony, all that stuff. So, it's really just one of those things. Just because she said it, I don't know how true that is. I don't know if she would just be the spokesperson. Like, you know, I guess because she's on talk show, she just had to say something, or if it's really true. Other than that, I don't know if they're still going to do the thing on the 18th because they don't have to worry about suspending him or anything, or what. They still might give an answer on the 18th. It might be earlier. I'm not sure. Whenever they do, I'll update y'all. But other than that, that's all I have to say about that situation. Now, another thing is, last night was Grammys. As y'all know, like I said, I don't watch award shows. I will just go online and look at the people I want to see, like their outfits, their performances, their little speeches or whatever. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there is one person that I will break my damn neck for. And that is literally a fact. That's a fact because last night, y'all. Anyway. Look, so as y'all know, my granny watches the award shows all the time. I don't fucking know why, but whatever. Whatever that song is, he had... I haven't even told you who this is, but it's Jack Harlow. Okay. So, now mind you, I can hear my granny's TV, like, so I can hear whatever she was, who was going on or what. A lot of that shit, I ain't know who the hell half of them folks was. It wasn't sounding that good to me, but it's whatever. I was like, who the fuck is this singing? Like, turn that shit off. From what I heard, I could just tell you who the people were. I heard the driver license lady, whatever her name is. I heard BTS in that Butter song, which has been out for like 15 fucking years. And I feel like y'all, like, it is not BTS. y'all know who I want to say it is. It's them not knowing any other song but that song. And I guess that's the one they were nominated for. And they just wanted them to keep playing it. But I'm sick of it. It was cute at first, but they got other music. They've had like 5 or 6 songs since then. So anyway, it was that. And last but not least was Industry Baby. I think that's the name of it. It's the one, you know, Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow. Ignore my damn dog barking. I'm going to tell you right now. The rest of them folks, I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention. I think I walked by one time and I think Lady Gaga was on there singing. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's get back to Jack Harlow. Now, I'm minding my little business. I don't even know. Oh, I was like studying or doing something. I heard the music to it and I was like, oh shit, my man's coming on. Did I run in there? No, because I already knew he wasn't at the beginning. So I waited a little bit. I got in there about 30, like I know the song. So I was like, I already want to come in. So I got there about 30 seconds before he came on. From what I saw Lil Nas X, I mean, he did okay. He did good. Now, I like Lil Nas X, but I can't tell you if his performances are good or not. Like, I don't watch them. I just don't care. So, like, I don't run to listen to his music. Like, if it plays, I'm like, okay, it's cool. I couldn't tell you when the last time I actually, like, listened to him, like, downloaded his music and was like, okay, like, you know. But obviously, because Jack Harlow was in the, I knew this song and I watched that video. So. Oh, God, the hold that man has on me don't make no sense. Now, anyway, so Jack came out, looked great. I was like, oh, wee. I was like, he is so fine. Like, don't make no damn sense. He looks so good up there. I was so proud of him. I'm just excited he's there. He did amazing. Oh, I just want to hold him and just kiss all on him. Anyway, so he did his thing. And when I tell you, literally, I watched this man walk all the way off the stage until he got behind that wall. As soon as he got behind that wall, I left. Y'all, that's all I cared about seeing. I didn't care. Now, if I heard, because him and Lil Nas X were nominated for 2 things for that song. Now, I'm telling you right now, if I heard them say, and the winner is, and I heard Jack Harlow after that, I would have ran in there because I'd have been like, let me see my man. Let me see my man. I didn't hear none of that. As of the recording of this, I didn't say that they won. I didn't check before this. I checked last night, and he didn't win. And I'm pretty sure the award ceremony was over when I looked. Oh, well, it's too damn long, and I'm not sitting there watching that. But anyway, I'm just happy that May got nominated. This is, 3 nominations? 1 last year, 2 this year. I'm super proud of him. He looked beautiful. Oh, the suit he wore for the red carpet. Oh, my God. He looks so good in it. I forgot who it was made by. But anyway, he's beautiful. I love him. That's the love of my life. That's it. A lot of the fashion there last night, I was like, what the hell are y'all doing? I just want to say, I don't know what the fuck Justin Bieber had on. And that's why I don't watch that shit. Because shit like that pissed me off. With that big ass oversized somebody's goddamn daddy who weighs like 300 plus pounds. And Justin Bieber looks like he weighs 90 pounds. And you're wearing that in that ugly ass pink beanie. And I love pink, but that beanie just looked ugly on him. Because I don't know. It looked big as hell too. I don't know what the fuck was going on. It was ugly. Like, that's worse than when he was walking around with them damn diaper pants on. And y'all know what I'm talking about. The one looked like he was shitting on himself. Like, the fuck? A lot of them people outfits, like Billie Eilish, what the fuck was that? Like, y'all, that's... There's a lot of things. I'm just like that girl Elle King. I like the outfit. I just didn't like the hat. If she didn't have a hat on, I could have dealt with the outfit. I'm going to tell you, he looked really nice. Carrie Underwood looked so beautiful in that dress. It was just very Cinderella-ish, and it was real big. I feel like if it was a little bit smaller on the bottom, it still looked cute to me. Whatever. It's just, I don't know. It looked like some big ass, like if it was white, it would look like a 1980 like wedding dress or something to me. But it was okay. It's still cute. I think Carrie Underwood is beautiful, so. I kind of like Sweetie's outfit. I just didn't like the back. I don't know if it was just maybe that picture angle, but the back, I don't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't like the back. Meg, I don't know. It was semi cute to me. I'm not an animal print person to begin with, so I wasn't feeling it. I don't know. Maybe if it... I don't know. I'm not big on animal prints. So, whatever. I can't remember what else other people had on, but yeah, I just... Whatever. That shit's... I don't know. But Jax looked good. He always has, like, a nice, simple little thing on, and it's well-tailored and everything. I'm just saying that's because it's him. The suits are nice. And that's it. So, other than that, I'm... You know. Okay, well, I'm done with that. So, let's get to the topic of today's discussion. Remember last week when I said I was going to rabbit hole different things? I want to talk about it. Well, this is, the day. Now, y'all, I was watching, what is it called? The Jackson American Dream. I think that's the name of it. Now, y'all know that's about 1,500 hours on TV. I found it on maybe Prime. I can't remember. I don't know what possessed me to watch it, but I was like, you know, I'm going to actually look at it because I've never watched it all the way through. I've seen it a million times, but I've seen it in bits and pieces. So I know everything that's happened in the movie. I just never saw all the way through because it was so long on TV. Y'all, this shit is long without commercials. It's still like 4 hours. I was like, Jesus Christ. Now, my thing is, I have to be entertained the whole entire time. And I don't know if it was because like I seen it and that's why I feel like it was dragging on. But, like, I ain't gonna lie, I've never even seen, like, really the beginning. Like, when Joe and Catherine get together, I don't ever remember seeing that part. And if I did, I blocked out because I, whatever. But, yeah, y'all, it's long as hell. And I actually watched it. I did pause a couple times, like, you know, to go do some things. But I watched it. But that's why I want to talk about what I want to talk about today. Now... Today's topic is basically, would you get with your sibling's ex, or baby mama, baby daddy, you know, whatever you want to call it. Would you get with, like, somebody that your siblings had? That's what I want to know. And the reason I'm talking about it is because back in 1986, the youngest Jackson brother, Randy, met a lady named Alejandra. I don't know how to say this lady's last name, so y'all don't come for me because y'all know I'm not good with names. Oziaza, girl, whatever her last name is, I'm going to just call Alejandra. I ain't saying her last name. Anyway, 1986, she was about 17 and he was 24. Now, Randy, like I said, is the youngest Jackson brother, and he wasn't really, you know, a part of the Jackson 5, he was like, what, part of the Jacksons or something when, who, was it Jermaine left? Yeah, because I think he stayed at Motown. So something like that. Whatever, y'all know the story. That ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Anyway, look, this is what I'm going to get into. Now, Randy and Alejandra, they dated for a long time, but they never got married, but they had two children. One, Genevieve, and then the other is Randy Jr. Now, for some reason... Even though this lady laid up and had two kids with Randy, she, in her mind, said Randy was too mature for her. Now, I don't know where Randy was and what the hell's going on, but apparently while he was away, Jermaine decided to move in. Right, I don't know. Now... At this lady mouth, this whole word, she said, Randy didn't treat me like I was the one. I just thought that Jermaine was different, that he was more family oriented. Now, girl, what the hell? What the hell? Okay, whatever. Now, in 1995, Jermaine and Alejandra secretly got married, and they later had three kids. Jafar, Dante, and Your Majesty. Now, obviously, you know, Randy was upset, which I do not blame him. He, you know, he was just like, of all the people, you know, Joe Blow down the street, but my brother, you know, in the same house, like, what the fuck, you know, I'd be upset too. He said this lady was a pig and my brother's a fool. I don't, that don't blame him. Now, apparently, the mama obviously wasn't happy with this whole thing because you already got kids with one of my children, and now their uncle is their stepdad. Let that sink in. These people, uncle, the little kid's uncle, is now their stepdad, and now they're having half siblings whose dad is their uncle. And then their dad is their half sibling's uncle. A lot of fucking confusion. When I tell you the Jackson family is fucked up through and through, all the way up and down, left and right, side to side, all that shit, I see. Now, the mama clearly didn't like the lady, and apparently she treated her like the help. Yo, I'm reading this whole thing, like, and it, where I'm getting this information, it was somebody who basically was hanging out with them and wrote the memoirs. This guy named Stacy Brown. So he basically hung out with them, and then he was a ghostwriter for the memoirs. Okay. So, yeah. But anyway, back to this. Now, this is what I don't understand. Well, okay, before I say this. Okay, so basically, while, you know, there's Jermaine and this lady are married, Randy decided he wasn't going to pay child support. Jermaine said he just couldn't understand why. He said he's an asshole. He shouldn't let his feelings for me and Alejandra come between taking care of his kids. Now, I get it. I would be like, bro, these your children, you still need to take care of them, even though I'm their stepdaddy, uncle, whatever the fuck the shit is. I don't know. But I can see why Randy did. He's like, shit, you, to be honest, Jermaine probably had more money than Randy anyway, so he's probably like, you take care of them, you want to do this shit, do whatever. I don't know. Whatever. It's very confusing. Now, why Jermaine, idiotic ass, didn't under-fucking-stand why Randy was angry? Jermaine said he needs to get over it and leave all the petty stuff behind and act like a man. Motherfucker. Y'all, what the hell? Like, what? So anyway, this man named Stacy, who's friends with them, said, like, the conversation had lasted for more than, 4 hours, and then he had to reason with him. So Stacy said, you not only took his woman, but you had children with her, and you married her. There's nothing petty about that. And he said Jermaine just shrugged. Now, apparently these folks didn't talk for years, which I don't blame Randy for not talking to Jermaine. But basically, Jermaine was being an asshole and was like, when they were, the Jackson 5 was going, being inducted to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Jermaine didn't want Randy there. He didn't want nothing to do with them and all this extra shit. And you're mad that Randy is mad because you went behind his back and married, you were dating, you married and had children with his baby mama. Now, y'all, I could go on, like, there's a whole bunch of shit with this whole situation. It's whatever. If y'all want to look it up, you can. It's not that hard to find. But, y'all, anyway, that marriage didn't last. They got divorced. But, yeah, so that's my thing. Y'all, now, I couldn't see me getting with anybody that my little sister has ever been with. One, our taste in men is so different. I'm gonna tell you, my sister has, I always say she has a bad taste. My mom even does. Now, y'all know how some people be like, there, oh, well, he's medium ugly, or he's so ugly, he's cute. You know how people say stuff like that? Okay. Now, I'm not saying the people she messed with, like her boyfriends, are ugly. They're just not cute to me. Like, they're not bad looking. Okay, well, there's only one that I was like, oh, he's cute. But obviously, like, I would never get with him because, like, I've known him since he was a child, so I don't see him like that. But everybody else, I'm just like, eh. You ask my sister, because I'm like, girl, they're not cute. I don't want to see them on FaceTime. I don't want to look at them. Like, I don't like them anyway because they're all pieces of shit to me. So, whatever. But, yeah, there's none of them I would ever be like, You had two kids with my sister? Oh, yeah. Like, let's get together. Like, there's... No. 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 Like, there's none of them. Like, I don't know. There's no way in hell. I mean, one, you built my sister. That's the thing. So that automatically makes it a no. But to me, they're not even fine enough for me to be like, well, fuck it. Like, you know, they're not rich. And I'm like, well, damn, if I do this, then I can, like, blackmail and get some. No, like, there's nothing for me to, like, you know. Mm-mm. So that's why I just want to ask y'all, like, would you do it? I know for a fact my sister wouldn't. First of all, she don't even know half the people. I don't bring nobody home because I refuse. Because my family like to say shit all the time. And that's my thing. And I'm like, first of all, look at y'all's relationship. So don't come for mine. So that's why I don't like to do it. And my family likes to bring up shit when it doesn't need to be brought up. And that's another issue. So that's why I do not bring them home. So, like I said, my sister don't even know half the folks. And like I told my sister, I was like, you need to stop telling certain people about who you're with and shit, because it's not going to, you know, who wants to hear that? So, yeah, I don't. So, like I said, there's only maybe like a handful of people she's seen I'm talking to. And half the, you know, like people I didn't even date. So it's whatever, you know. But yeah, I just in general, I don't think there's anybody she would. I pray to God she's not a grimy bitch like that. Because me and my sister, we do fight. We do get physical. So I feel like, you know, if she did some shit like that, then I would beat both the ass, her and the dude. Just because, you know. But yeah, like, I just wouldn't do that. I don't see y'all viewpoints in that. Now, I don't know if it was a different situation. If it was like a step sibling, probably still, I wouldn't do that shit. No. But to be somebody like that's your little brother. And he's the fucking, like, well, not the baby of the family because Janet's the baby. But he's damn near the baby of the family. You're one of the older ones. This is my thing. Randy was already, like, 24 and she was 17. So there's already that gap. You're, like, 7 years older than Randy. So you're basically, like, 10 plus years older than the girl. So you watch her be, like, a little teenager and whatever. Have kids with Randy, and then you, like, this whole time were you plotting on her? Like, how the hell? I want to know how this shit happened. I couldn't find it. I don't know who made the first move. I don't know. I guess she was like, oh, he looked like he took care of my kids. So I was like, move in while Randy's not here and help me raise his kids, but I'm gonna fuck you and shit. And we can, whatever. I don't know. But it's just disgusting to me. Like, this lady literally had your niece and nephew. Like, had two kids by your brother that are your niece and nephew. And then you go and get with her. And it's not like you slept with her once or maybe twice. But you married her. You married this lady and then proceeded to have three kids with her. That's just fucking sick. Like, that is so disgusting to me. Like, that family is so fucked up. Like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what the fuck Joe did to them. I don't know if that, like, he beat the shit out of Jermaine so much that he thought that shit was okay. But it's the fact that this man didn't see, and he probably still doesn't see what the hell is wrong with that. Like, that's like, first of all, he been mad at Michael his whole life because he's just mad because Michael's superstar and Jermaine is just like, that should have been me. No. No. Because you had no chance. You were not the one, baby. He was just like, oh, just the timing. And I'm like, no, it's not. You just didn't have what they say, the je ne sais quoi. You didn't have that. So that's like Michael coming and stealing all of Jermaine's bitches. That's like Michael stealing Hazel from him. Like, I don't understand why Jermaine doesn't see what was wrong with that. But what the hell ever. I guess Joe beat the fuck out of them so much that, like, I don't know. I just think that's fucking foul. But yeah, that's what I just want to talk to you about. Like, I saw that and I just had to talk about it because I'm like, that's disgusting to me. I would never do that to my sister, and I would pray she wouldn't do that to me. But, I mean, you know, Jermaine thinks he's so damn fine. Like, he was just like, you know, he thought he could fuck everybody, apparently. Like, I mean, I was reading the shit, and I was just like, Jesus Christ. I didn't think Jermaine was attractive. But apparently he was one of the first teen sex symbols back then. I don't fucking know why, but whatever. I guess they didn't have much to go off of, so it was like that or Donny Osmond or some shit. So, hell, if, right. But, yeah, like, it, I don't know. I guess he's original Mrs. Studio Girl. It's just disgusting that you would steal your fucking brother's girl. So, but, yeah, y'all, just let me know your thoughts about, like, have you ever hooked up with, like, somebody in your family's ex or whatever? They baby mom, baby daddy, whatever. Somebody that they're still with, whatever, you know. Give your thoughts on this whole Jermaine thing. Let me know how much, you know, of an idiot he is. Because you said Randy is petty, but, I mean, I guess I would be petty, too. You took my baby mama, dude, like, you know, whatever. Just let me know. I'm going to have all my information in my bio. I'm still working on the t-shirts. I have a bunch of ideas. I just have to narrow them down, which I have an issue with picking. But I'm going to pick three out, and then I'm going to send them to a group of people and let them vote on it, because I can't make decisions. But yeah, all my description, all my bio stuff, whatever, it's going to be in the description. So it'll be Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Yeah, so I will see y'all next week. Am I going to be rambling about an update on the Will thing? If there is. But yeah, I will see y'all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.